dress code. Hooray! The U.S. Senate has decided to stop enforcing the dress code. It's a good idea to judge people by the content of their character rather than the content of their closet. If you don't tell people what kind of clothes they must wear, the clothes they do wear gives you much more information about their character. Suits and ties are so 20th century. Now we have textile technology that is much more comfortable and much more functional. Modern clothing is more comfortable, cheaper, easier to maintain, and easier to put on and take off. The barbarous relics that the senators were forced to wear by the dress code are becoming less and less popular. A more comfortable senator is a more rational senator. In my experience, a suit and tie is usually worn to conceal a lie. The dress code is only one example of a myriad customs left over from the 19th and 20th centuries that are in serious need of analysis with modern methods like game theory, information theory, and Pavlovian psychology. Now is a good time to eliminate or reform these unnecessary relics. We need to analyze taxation, incarceration, education, war, and other customs with modern analytical tools. We need a society that is designed to minimize coercive overhead. Instead, we have out of control authoritarian dysfunction. The runaway tyranny train is almost certain to crash. We probably can't change that, but we can change the kind of society we will have after the crash. Just say no to authoritarian nonsense. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.